This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Uh-oh. It's the Department of Correction. Warden Steve Prophet joins us again. He is Day to Day's letters editor. Steve, what have you got?
Last week in a story about a telemedicine clinic, Karen Grigsby Bates referred to physician's assistants.
Physician's assistants. What's wrong with that?
Well, Eleanor Homan notes that these medical professionals are properly called physician assistants. There's no possessive there. See, it's physician assistant.
Isn't that kind of quibbling?
Alex, you need to participate fully in the Department of Corrections process.
All right.
Now, a small error from book critic David Kippen, who said that writer David Sedaris is a North Carolina native.
He's not?
No. Listener David Giles notes that Mr. Sedaris was born in upstate New York and later moved to North Carolina. Mr. Giles describes himself as a big fan. He says that the only member of the Sedaris family that is a native Tar Heel is David's younger brother, Paul, also known as the Rooster.
Well, I guess he is a big fan. Thank you, Mr. Giles, for clearing that up.
And from corrections to mere comments, first on Tim Noah's analysis of John Kerry's new campaign slogan proposal.
Ah, yes. Let America be America again.
Tim, who writes for our partner Slate, traced the slogan back to a verse written by the poet Langston Hughes. He pointed out some irony, directing us to another line in the poem, America never was America to me.
But here you have a note from KPCC Pasadena listener Michael D. Mortilla, who wishes Tim Noah had just continued with the poem. He would have found these lines, America never was America to me, and yet I swear this oath, America will be.
And from Hanover, New Hampshire, Robin Carpenter has a comment about the recent resignation of the CIA chief.
Her comment is about the pronunciation of his name, which is George Tenet. I think, she writes, the director simply got fed up with all the reporters who can't or won't hear the difference between Tenet and Tenant.
Right. Finally, Alex, oh, Canada.
The Calgary Flames professional hockey team went up in smoke last night.
They did, defeated by the Tampa Bay Lightning, which won hockey's Stanley Cup. But we got lots of response to Mike Pesca's plea that the Canadian team should rightfully win. Here's a bit of that from yesterday's program.
Give the Canadians back their cup. A nation's pride cannot rest on curling alone.
The Florida listeners hated this?
Well, maybe, but we didn't hear from any of them. The response was mostly from transplanted Canadians, and it was overwhelmingly positive. Here's an example, phoned in by listener Mitchell Vino.
Okay, I have lived in Calgary, and I'm now in North Carolina and listening to NPR. This past winter, I heard Canada blamed for all the cold fronts that blew cool air this way, so it should be our due as Canadians to get some benefit. Go Flames. Love the show. Mitchell Vino.
Well, thank you, Mr. Vino.
Finally, Alex, we're inviting listeners to write and call us in the next couple of days to help us reflect on the news event of the week.
We're looking for your thoughts and memories of the former President Ronald Reagan. We hope to share your comments with other listeners in the days leading up to the burial on Friday.
Two ways to do this. First, call our listener line. The number is 310-841-5180. I'll repeat that in a moment. Call us to tell us what President Reagan meant to you, how you feel about him now, or what you remember most about him. That number again, 310-841-5180.
Or you can write us at the usual address, daytoday@npr.org.
Of course, we're always accepting contributions to the Department of Corrections.
Thank you, Warden Steve Prophet.